Okay, everybody, I'm going to call this September 21st Personnel Committee to order. I do not have any special reports. Do any of the JPs have any? Okay. I don't have any old business on the agenda. We do have one new business item that we're here to consider. It's proposed ordinance 2328, and it's a grant for the Circuit Court 3rd Division employee. And I will take a motion to discuss ordinance 2328.
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Counselor, would you read proposed ordinance 2328 for us?
Proposed ordinance 23-28, sponsored by Budget and Finance, be enacted by the Corn Court, County of Faulkner, State of Arkansas, an ordinance to be entitled an ordinance to create a full-time position in the Faulkner County Circuit Court, 3rd Division, and to declare an emergency, whereas the Faulkner County Circuit Court, 3rd Division, is responsible for all cases assigned to 3rd Division in Faulkner County, Van Buren County, and Searcy County, and whereas the Faulkner County Circuit Court, 3rd Division, is in need of a full-time employee dedicated to peer support for the Faulkner County Adult Drug Court, now, therefore, be it ordained by the Corn Court, Faulkner County, Arkansas, Section 1. One new position is created in the Faulkner County Circuit Court, 3rd Division Fund 1000, Department 0403, position number 1095. The salary for this position is $31,500. Section 2, $11,157.74 is appropriated to County General Fund 1000, Department 0403, Circuit Court, 3rd Division, as follows. $7,269.18 salaries, $556.09 of Social Security matching, $1,113.63 to retirement matching, $1,675 to health insurance, $145 to workers' compensation, $315 to unemployment compensation, $17 to life insurance, and $66.84 to dental and vision. Section 3. This ordinance shall be effective at the beginning of the new pay period, beginning September 23rd, 2023.
Thank you, Counselor. Thank you, Counselor. Okay, I'll give you a brief little overview for this. This is for Judge Clausen's Drug Court. This is a grant-funded position. We have received the funding for this position. So if we approve this, I believe it's funded on a one-year grant, and I'll let Judge Clausen give a brief overview here in a second. But the funding is there, and Judge Clausen is asking the Quorum Court to approve this position so he can begin the application and hiring process and get that position filled for a peer support specialist within his court. Judge, if you'd like to go ahead and just give us a brief little overview.
First of all, thank you for your consideration of this. So while I'm the face of the Faulkner County Adult Drug Court here in Faulkner County, obviously all the work's done by my staff. One of my counselors here, Julian Wiggins, fantastic. And one of the things that we do is we try to break the cycle of addiction and also break the recidivism. Recidivism is such an important thing to quantify success in any kind of program. And our recidivism rate is low. So not only are we saving lives, but we're saving the county money and keeping people out of custody in that constant revolving door at the jail and, of course, the prison. We've been in operation, I think, over 20 years now. Like I said, I've been over the drug court for 2.5 years, and we've had a tremendous amount of success. Just in my short period of time, we graduated close to 20 people, and those are people that are going back to their families and becoming employees and getting their education. And some of them that have success in sobriety go on to get further training and become peer support specialists. Those are people that have been in addiction, they've been clean for at least 2 years, they've gone through a rigorous educational process through the state to be certified, and then they can come back to other programs like the drug court and help others, kind of get either transition into drug court or transition out to the real world. We have a long list of job responsibilities and duties for this whoever we hire, and so that's kind of an overview of what this position is. The state's funded it for 1 year, and we're hoping that that person can come in, hit the ground running, provide an additional level of support for our participants, and also with alumni and some other things, and then go after some grant money and some private partnerships to hopefully fund it going forward. So I'll take any questions.
Thank you, Judge. Do any members of the Personnel Committee have any questions for Judge Clausen or staff? Or any comments?
is if you hire this person, is there a way to quantify his effect or her effect? So is there something you come back to the court, say that you didn't get a grant later on, and we could use that as evidence to say we would want to fund this from other sources or not?
So I think that there will be. We work with a program through the state called Scales. It tracks all of our success. But what we're looking for is diversity in our drug court. We're looking for graduates. But remember, we're taking high-risk Chinese people. These are people that are constantly in the criminal justice system. These are people that are taking up resources in DHS and on and on and on. So what I'm looking to do is have this person make contact with our potential participants early, maybe even be the person that drive them to the probation office for the first time once they're released from the detention center, to hook them up with resources in the community, ones that we offer, maybe those outside of that. What I'm looking for is a success, is progression through the program for our participants. Okay, how long that takes, can we narrow that down so we can take more people on, and also increasing the number of people we have in our drug court, but also, and this is going to be hard to quantify, keeping a better contact with graduates. Okay, we do track them for a period of time. There's some things that I would like this particular person to do to help keep in touch with alumni, but yes, to answer the short answer to your question, I think there's some definite metrics that will allow us to show the impact that this person is going to have on our drug court and kind of take us to the next level of service.
I just want to, you know, I mean, I work in schools, and one of the biggest effects I see the drugs, the problems, do they have drug problems, is on the kids who have absent parents, the kids whose parents are in and out, or so they're there, but they're not there because of the drugs. So I'd like to see this. It's a grant fund now. I'd love to see it grant fund forever, but we all know that may not be the case. So I'd love to be able to bring back to the court some evidence so that we could continue this if it does have that effect that you're hoping for. So I appreciate you, Judge, for what y'all
do. Be glad to do that when the time comes. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Justice Ellison. Anybody else? Any JPs in the audience have any questions for Judge Clausen? Any audience members? Okay. Hearing no more questions, I'll take a motion to forward this for budget and finance to consider.
So moved.
Do I have a second? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
The ayes have it. This is for ordinance 2328 is forwarded to budget and finance. That was the only item I had on the agenda. Is there any special reports or anything else that the committee has? Okay. On that, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you.